to the gods, I am indebted for having good grandfathers, good parents, a good sister, good teachers, good associates, good kinsmen and friends. Nearly everything good. Further, I owe it to the gods that I was not precipitated into any offence against any of them, even though I had a disposition which, if opportunity had offered, might have led me to do something of this kind. But through their favour there never was such a concurrence of circumstances as put me to the trial. Further, I am thankful to the gods that I was not longer brought up with my grandfather's concubine, and that I preserved my innocence, not making proof of my virility before the proper time came for it, but even leaving it longer than that. I am grateful also to have been subjected to a ruler and a father who was able to take away all pride from me, and to bring me to the knowledge that it is possible for a man to live in a palace without needing bodyguards or embroidered uniforms or torches and statues and such like show, but that it is in such a man's power to bring himself very near to the fashion of a private person, without being for this reason either meaner in thought or more remiss in action, with respect to the things that must be done for the public interest in a manner that befits a ruler. I thank the gods for giving me such a brother that was able by his moral character to rouse me to vigilance over myself, and who at the same time pleased me by his respect and affection, that my children have not been stupid or physically deformed, that I did not achieve more proficiency in rhetoric, poetry, and the other studies, in which I might well, perhaps, have been completely engaged if I had seen that I was making progress in them, that I made haste to appoint my teachers to the positions of honour that they evidently craved, without putting them off on account of their youth, with the hope that I might do so in the future, that I came to know Apollonius, Rusticus, Maximus, that I received a clear and frequent impression of what a life lived according to nature might consist in, so that where it concerns the gods, their gifts and help and inspiration, nothing hindered me from forthwith living according to nature, though I still fall short of it through my own fault, and through not observing the admonitions of the gods, and, I may almost say, their direct instructions, that my body has held out so long in such a kind of life, that I never touched either Benedicta or Theodotus, and that having later fallen into amatory passions, I was cured. And though I was often out of humour with Rusticus, I never did anything of which I had occasion to repent. That though it was my mother's fate to die young, she spent the last years of her life with me. That whenever I wished to help any man in his need or on any other occasion, I was never told that I had not the means of doing it, and that I never had such a need myself of financial assistance from another. That I have such a wife, so obedient, so affectionate and artless. That I had an abundance of good teachers for my children, and that I have had the help of my dreams in revealing to me remedies against, among other things, spitting blood and dizzy spells, and that, when I had an inclination to philosophy, I did not fall into the hands of any sophist, and that I did not waste my time on the study of literature or resolving intellectual puzzles, or occupy myself with examining the movements of the heavens, for all these things require the help of the gods and fortune.